Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, is the U.S. military secretly funding friendly bloggers or hacking enemy blogs? A recently released study from 2006 says the military should consider doing both. The study was written for the U.S. Special Operations Command, a Florida-based unit that specializes in information operations. The study suggests, quote, clandestinely recruiting or hiring prominent bloggers or other persons of prominence to pass the U.S. message, end quote. The study also warns that bloggers often act as media watchdogs. So, when giving false or misleading information to reporters, the military should, quote, ensure plausible deniability and non-attribution, as well as employing a well-thought-out deception operation that minimizes the risks of exposure, end quote. A military spokesperson said the study was meant to be thought-provoking, not to guide actual operations.
The Alliance for Climate Protection, a group founded by former Vice President Al Gore, is pushing for major reductions in U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. The group launched a three-year, $300 million campaign that's been called ambitious and more like a major product rollout than an advocacy campaign. The group's We campaign includes online and television ads. It also includes a public relations push, which is being headed by the Glover Park Group. Glover Park also works for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Last year, the PR firm helped the automakers oppose attempts to increase fuel efficiency standards.
R.J. Reynolds is concerned about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. At least, that's what the tobacco company's new ads say. The ads are in response to a bill that would give the FDA the power to regulate tobacco products. Here's what the R.J. Reynolds spots sound like.
Yet some in Congress want to add to the FDA's plate, proposing $7 billion for new tobacco regulations, when numerous agencies are already working to reduce tobacco use. Even the head of the FDA has concerns about the idea.
The ads direct viewers to a website that allows visitors to tell their members of Congress that they oppose the measure. What the ads and website don't say is that the bill would create a new Center for Tobacco Regulation within the FDA, which would be funded through tobacco industry fees. That might have something to do with R.J. Reynolds' opposition.
When does supporting civil rights really mean ending affirmative action? When conservative businessman Ward Connerly says so. Connerly is behind an effort to get anti-affirmative action measures on the November ballot in five states: Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. The measures are deceptively named civil rights initiatives. People gathering signatures for the initiatives have falsely claimed that the NAACP supports them and claimed that the measures would end discrimination. Connerly previously pushed similar measures in California and other states. Connerly also runs a consulting firm which works for major building contractors. According to Ms. Magazine, the anti-affirmative action measures benefit these contractors by reducing competition from women and minority-owned firms.
April 1st was a busy day for the oil industry. Executives from ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, BP, and Shell testified before Congress. When one member of Congress asked why the companies hadn't invested more in renewable energy, an Exxon senior vice president said, quote, putting more money into something does not necessarily equal progress, end quote. The same day, two senators asked the American Petroleum Institute to create a program to help poor people with their energy bills. The industry group said no, suggesting instead that Congress fund a government program to do the same thing.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned the American Petroleum Institute, or API. API has been battling the oil industry's negative public image for years. It's organized informal talks with oil executives across the country. It's developed an interactive traveling exhibit about the technology used to extract oil. API is also courting conservative and industry-friendly bloggers. It regularly schedules blogger conference calls with oil executives. Last November, API paid for 7 bloggers to visit oil rigs in Texas. It funded another trip to the Gulf of Mexico, where bloggers saw offshore oil operations. API plans more trips for bloggers, as well as mainstream reporters, in 2008.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.